Here's an idea about learning and doing. I think that learning should always influence behavior. And in a way, learning is when behavior is changed. And this is easy to see if you are talking about learning a physical skill, so psychomotor learning, or learning something that is directly connected to some sort of behavior. It's quite obvious to see that connection. Where I think that it's a bit more tricky to see the connection between learning and changed behavior, and perhaps to even say that learning is changed behavior. Can you really say that you've learned something without a change in behavior? Well, it's more difficult to make that argument when the learning that has taken place is more along the lines of a mindset, a knowledge or fact or something that contributes to a changed mindset. But I'd still like to discuss this with you, and perhaps we can reach a conclusion that even in that case, on the more cognitive level, learning actually does result in changed behavior, or rather learning should result in changed behavior. And I would argue that if learning doesn't result in a changed behavior, then maybe that wasn't learning, or certainly that wasn't effective learning. And what I mean is that ultimately, learning is connected to doing. And what might happen is that if a mindset has changed, but the actions haven't changed, then can you really argue that the mindset has made a difference? In order for something to be meaningful, in order for a mindset change to be meaningful, and in fact, in order for it to be real, a mindset has to result in different behaviors. It's that simple. Because the mindset doesn't result in different behaviors, has the mindset really changed? It's just something that is up in the air, is completely meaningless until it actually can be brought down into changed behavior. So in that way, I think that learning should always be linked to a change in behavior, whether it is directly linked, whether it is a psychomotor skill, and even if it is more cognitive, even if it is more cerebral, we should still be focusing on how does that make me act differently? How does this perception make me behave differently? How does this new idea make me interact with other people, with things around me in a new and different and better way? This idea that learning should always translate into a behavior actually has a profound influence on how we approach our professional learning and our continuous professional learning. Because ultimately, if our behavior as teachers doesn't change due to the learning that we do or that we attempt to do, what is that learning? And a similar approach is taken by Thomas Guskey in his research and articles, where he outlines 5 levels of evaluating the effectiveness of professional development. And essentially, the highest level that he talks about is the level where students' learning is positively affected. And he says that ultimately, all professional development has to aim for improved student learning outcomes. And the pathway to get there, I might be adding in my own idea here, but the pathway to get there would be through teachers changing their actions, teachers changing the way that they do things and their behavior. And so, if you think about it, learning can't just be something, oh, that's nice to know. It has to be something that directly influences what our students do. So in planning, says Guskey, in planning our professional development, we have to be very mindful of the fact that we need to get teachers, or teachers themselves, need to be aiming for changed behavior in the interactions and design with their students. As opposed to just thinking, oh, we've got to teach them this, or oh, we've got to do this, or oh, I'm a teacher, I need to learn this. You should be thinking, I'm a teacher, I need to improve my student learning outcomes. How can I go about doing that? hope that you enjoyed this latest episode of Teachers Learners. If you would like to get in contact with me, I'm available on Twitter at Mr. Moch. That's MRMOCH. Mr. Moch. MRMOCH. You can tweet me at Mr. Moch or DM me. Don't mind. I always love hearing from you guys to hear a dissenting opinion or maybe some sort of snippet to add on to what I'm saying, and to let me know whether you're enjoying the podcast or not. I know that the audio quality has been a bit up and down recently, and the consistency hasn't been great, but I'm learning as I go along in terms of my own schedule and in terms of my own quality audio recording. All of that is just part of my own journey. Have a good day.